Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. We are Justice and Drew. We're going to get to more of your phone calls in the wake of the third night of violence. And to put it bluntly, the leadership, lack thereof, in Minneapolis, that at the top includes the worst person imaginable, honestly, to be the mayor of a city in a time like this right now, of Mayor Jacob Frey abandoning the city. And we have some further details, specifically controversy that's erupted around the taking over from the rioters of the third precinct. We'll get to that in a little bit. We do have lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, though, holding on the phone. We put the signal up early. Good morning, Jeff. Hope you're safe. Nice to hear from you, sir.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me on. Yes, definitely safe. It's one of those times where I'm fortunate to live this far away from Minneapolis.
Yeah. Yeah, the burbs ain't looking so bad now, are they?
No, nor are the exurbs where I am.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, that's my concern, is that I'm just concerned that if this continues here, and there's not really a precedent for that. I mean, there kind of was during the L.A. riots. It expanded further out. But I get really worried that if this expands out from downtown, if there are groups of individuals that decide, like it went into St. Paul yesterday, that, hey, you know what? If we get enough people together, we can rush a Target, we can rush a grocery store, and the cops aren't going to stop us. And again, just a concern. Let's get to what we reached out for you for, though. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman made a comment yesterday. His office has been asked and urged to charge the four officers. Made an interesting statement, though. We'll get to the clarification, but I want to get your initial reaction. Made an interesting comment that he's saying we need to wade through all the evidence to make a meaningful determination. But then he also talked about there is other evidence that does not support a criminal charge. What's your takeaway from that?
You know, I saw the clarification, too. I think it was, in my opinion, Mike Freeman should know better. He's been doing this long enough. He should have, and especially given the mayor's comment about, you know, why aren't the already arrested kind of teeing this whole issue, these protests off, and ultimately leading to the rioting. Freeman just poured gasoline on an already burning fire when he said that. I think he should have used his words, chosen his words more carefully. I can't imagine, you know, having seen multiple videos of this incident from different points of time and different angles, I can't imagine what sort of exculpatory evidence that might exist, you know, as in terms of either whether or not the force that was used was not excessive, or that that Mr. Floyd's cause of death was other than having an officer put the full weight of his body through his knee onto Floyd's windpipe. So I don't see it. I mean, obviously I'm not the Hennepin County attorney or work for the Hennepin County attorney, so I'm not a privy to any what evidence, but I think it was you know, especially when you saw the walk back statement later, I think it was irresponsible for Mike Freeman to say that.
Yeah, the walkback statement was evidence not favorable to our cause needs to be carefully examined to understand the full picture of what actually happened. This happens in every case. The statement does not indicate in any way the horror that we all feel when viewing the video. As in any case, it is simply a matter of adequately preparing for a trial. So in terms of evidence, I mean, that could just be testimony from the officers, right? Let me give you just a hypothetical. If I remember correctly, during the video, somebody shooting the video that went viral most, the one officer that was standing closest to where the officer, you know, who had pinned down George Floyd, had made a comment like, you didn't see him earlier. Like, you didn't, like, something, mm-hmm. something alluding to, you didn't see how he was reacting in the car earlier. So could that be potentially like the testimony from the comments from the officers indicate that there was violence coming from the individual, and that's why they put him on the ground? Could that be determined as evidence that they could be looking at?
It could be, yes, taking the officer's statements. And I read yesterday, I think it was on Twitter or Facebook, that at the moment the four officers involved are asserting their Fifth Amendment rights and not talking to investigators. So that's problematic in terms of the delay in making any decision as to charges here. I think that, but I think what's interesting is how we talked about this a couple of days ago, how quickly the FBI and the DOJ were on the scene here, and that, you know, I've heard of multiple elected officials, up to the president, saying that they've asked they asked the DOJ and Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate. And yesterday, with Erica McDonald, the U.S. attorney, said, you know, that the president and Attorney General Barr have said to make this a priority. If you recall back to the Rodney King trials 30 years ago, where the officers were acquitted in state court on the brutality charges, it was ultimately federal charges on civil rights, denying Rodney King his civil rights, that what was convicted the officers. So it's interesting that the federal law enforcement is in here already investigating, as if they almost need a backup plan if the state court charges aren't enough.
Well, that was going to be my question.
You have to meet the elements of the crime to be able to charge somebody and to convict somebody of a crime.
Is it a backup plan, or are the federal charges? Is it perhaps that the federal charges are Plan A, and part of the reason why Freeman was such a mess yesterday in that press conference was because he is waiting to see what they do?
You know, Drew, that's a good question. It could be. You know, this could be kind of a little bit of a turf war here, in terms of the feds may be coming in to ensure that there's some sort of conviction. But still, I'm not certain, because a murder or manslaughter charge is going to carry a stiffer sentence than any sort of a federal civil rights violation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this, I don't know if everybody knows what the plan is yet.
Well, look,
I think it's interesting that they're involved already.
I think I'm going to retract that question, because honestly, the more I think about it, I mean, we're dealing with Minneapolis and Minnesota government here, and they have a history of incompetence. On all levels, you know, from the state to the city level, they've got a history of incompetence. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office has a history of incompetence. Freeman has not been a good steward in that office, and his predecessors, going back to Klobuchar and even further, have a lot of problems as well. So I'm going to retract that question and just say that, Freeman sucks, and the office is a mess, and all levels of Minneapolis government and now even Hennepin County and the state level have absolutely failed the citizens.
Yeah,
I feel like that question was giving them too much credit.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I was watching until about 1 o'clock in the morning, the coverage, and we had local media pleading to hear from the mayor or the police chief or the governor. And it takes a couple of tweets by the president to get Jacob Frey to show up at a press conference at 1 o'clock in the morning, and he's responding to the tweets.
Yeah.
As your city is on fire.
Right.
That's not leadership.
Yep. And I'm seeing so much of that on Twitter right now. I'm seeing so many people that are so mad that the president dared tweet while their city is freaking burning around them. They can't gin up any anger towards leadership in the city of Minneapolis, towards leadership in this state. They can't seem to gin up any fault or find any anger towards them. But the president sends a tweet and you'd think the world was coming to an end.
Yeah, and from one of the tweets, it said that he was in communication with the governor about, you know, sending in assistance. So obviously there's, you know, these conversations are happening without the mayor's input, because the mayor just, you know, added the accelerant and then just seemed to walk away from the fire this week.
Yep. Yep.
And I have to believe that the orders to the police to stand down and not do anything towards the rioters. And I make a distinction between the people that were legitimately protesting this man's death and Antifa, or whoever the hell is in there, you know, doing the rioting and the looting. I think there's two separate groups there. Mayor Carter even said on news last night that, you know, some of the faces aren't anybody in his, that he doesn't recognize some of these people. So I think that there's been people coming in from out of state causing most of the problems. And so I don't see what the issue is in telling the, you know, law enforcement to take action, but he's obviously has given the order to stand down. He made the comment, it's just brick and mortar.
Laurie Extraordinaire, Jeff O'Brien, thanks for the short notice and coming on, man. It was great talking with you. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.